Hey, it's Deborah Howell, and today on 94.7 The Wave, we are celebrating International Women's Day. Six ways to Sunday. It's a really, really good day, and we are delighted to be spending it with you. Question one. So I got into radio in college, Northwestern University in Chicago, same one that Pat Prescott went to, as a matter of fact. My roommate woke up sick with the flu, and she said, "Hey, you got to go do my radio show." And I said, "I don't even know how to turn on the microphone." She said, "Don't worry, they will show you everything. Go to NUR, it's on that side of the campus, and you'll be just fine." So I ran over there and turned on a microphone for the first time in my life and did a show called Radioactivity. 1 hour later, I laid the headphones down after interviewing a guest and said, "This is it. This is what I'm doing the rest of my life." And that's exactly what happened. Number two. I think my contribution has been being a bridge builder. I have a blended family, and I wanted to use that to bring us all together. We're all so much more alike than we are different. And, you know, it's been said all the time, but I just want to have a life with a big tent, and I want to bring my life into the world to help build a bridge, because we surely need it, don't we? And if I can make someone's day by giving them a prize or sending them on a trip or just saying their name on the radio, I'm so happy to do it. And when we have our station events, it's my favorite thing because I get to just hang with the listeners, see what their lives are all about, share some great live music, and build some more bridges. Three. Female figures I look to for inspiration. Number one, Michelle Obama. Number two, Oprah. Number three, Maya Angelou. Number four, Betty White for her joy of life. And I could go on and on. There are so many. Every single female candidate that ran for president this time around gets my vote. And someday we'll get there, won't we? All the way to the White House. Four. I think we've come a long way in terms of how music represents women and how women represent themselves in music, considering they used to just be background dancers for male groups and male recording artists. They're thoroughly owning the stage now. They're thoroughly hosting the shows like the Grammys. We have women of all shapes and sizes absolutely ruling the charts. And I just think it's going to get better from here on in. And the more producers and writers and engineers that we have who are female, it's only going to shatter more glass ceilings. And I'm just so happy to have lived long enough to witness this great day in music. Five. I think the biggest goal I've accomplished in my career is, well, 23 years in the number one market of New York. I thought if I lasted a year in New York, I'd be happy. But to have spent all that time during those seminal years of R&B just breaking wide open and New Jack Swing, that was something else. And here in L.A., being on the wave for 12 years now has been the gift of a lifetime. I've been able to host so many shows at the SoCal Honda Sound Space and launch a travel podcast called Destinations with Deborah Howell. I think all of those things rank right at the top of things I wanted to do in radio. And also, I think being one of the very few females in Afternoon Drive is a bit of an accomplishment, and I wish that weren't the case. I wish, you know, that there was a whole lot more women in Afternoon Drive, but maybe that's something we can shoot for. Six. What I say to women working their way up is, you know, when I started, we were just the sidekicks. We were the chicks on the side who had to laugh at the guys' jokes. And that wasn't a bad thing, I guess. But boy, there sure was a whole lot of talented women who said they're not going to do that. And so they bowed out of radio. However, now, I mean, any position from solo host in the morning like Pat Prescott is totally available to women. And I think radio is the medium of intimacy in the year 2020. We know our listeners. We spend time with them at events and jazz festivals. And as opposed to movies or TV where the listeners are so separate from the talent, it's not like that in radio. So I would say, if you want to be in an intimate medium, close to your listeners, sharing the events of the day, both good and bad, and spreading the love, then radio's for you. And we definitely need new voices from Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z, millennials. We need the fresh perspectives. So definitely come on board. And happy, happy International Women's Day to all. Go hug a woman.